Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
It was a year ago last March in 2020 when COVID hit our shores here in the U.S. Much has changed from then till now, including the Lord guiding and directing our steps to show us new ways of ministering to churches, families, and to the children, for example, through social media ministry. Last summer, we were able to resume our face-to-face ministry with children, going from house to house, teaching backyard Bible clubs. And the children, they just loved it, and they were so excited to come, which, by the way, we're planning on doing again this summer. Then last fall, we were able to restart some of our Good News Clubs, including a few held in the public schools, mostly, though, in Southern Illinois, and one club that I just recently found out about in the Quad Cities area. Some of our fall Good News Clubs were also held outdoors, or we had seasonal party club outreaches back in the fall to the children, as long as the weather was nice and held up. But the majority of our Good News Clubs right now are being held in homes or in churches, or we have a new ministry outreach that we just launched this past fall due to COVID that our Good News Clubs held on Zoom. And we have over 200 children enrolled in these Zoom Good News Clubs across the state. We've heard so many testimonies coming from the field of how much the children enjoy these Zoom clubs, even if only a handful of the children are able to come. We also have heard of children coming to Christ or our staff being able to do more in-depth Bible teaching with the children and disciple them deeper into God's Word. But now since it is March and spring is here, I want to give you a current ministry update of what the Lord is doing here in our state and what the CEF of Illinois ministry looks like today. Last week, we traveled around the state from the top to the bottom, sharing current prayer requests and praises of what God is doing in each of our CEF local chapters in the state, including the Quad Cities, West Central area, then the top of the state surrounding Rockford in the Northwest chapter. Then we looked at the area around Chicago, including the Northeast chapter in Zion County, and then the Fox Valley area in Elgin, Aurora area, and then the Three Rivers chapter in Joliet area that extends even to the eastern border of our state near Kankakee. We then dropped down to the bottom section of our state in southern Illinois, where there seems to be a more openness to be able to get back into the public schools with the after-school Good News Clubs even now. Just a few weeks ago, in early March, we held a training for four different Good News Club teams, including a brand new club getting ready to start, held in a small local school in Buncombe, Illinois, which is like a stone's throw from the Illinois-Kentucky border. We appreciate so much your prayers for this new Good News Club that is being conducted mostly by retired school teachers who have a heart for ministering to the children in the schools. The new Buncombe Good News Club is starting off with an Easter party club in just a few weeks here in April. Pray that the Lord would bring the children and that many of the children in that Buncombe grade school would come to hear the good news of the gospel. But now that we have traveled and traversed around the state, sharing what God is doing in each of these local chapter areas on our last radio program, I want to share with you what God is doing right here in the middle of our state that we fondly call Central Illinois, or the heart of Illinois. In Central Illinois, we have a trio of ministry outreaches, including our CEF state office here in Peoria, our camp ministry at Camp Good News in Washington, Illinois, across the river, and also our newest CF addition, a future local chapter in the Springfield area that we fondly call Lincolnland. Let's start first with Springfield, that Lincolnland chapter area. This is where I just want to step back and give God all the praise because God is the one who did this every step of the way. As I mentioned last week in our radio program, God has raised up a new staff person from this Lincolnland area right in the midst of the COVID outbreak last summer. And now, over 7 months later, Susan Bradshaw, who is a retired public school teacher, is right now, this very day, at our CF International headquarters in Missouri, where she's working on completing her official CF missionary school training. When Susan returns later this spring in mid-April, she will be jumping straight back into full-time ministry serving with CEF as our field ministry coordinator for this future Lincolnland local chapter. You know, what else can we say but praise the Lord? We appreciate so much your prayers for Susan and our new Lincolnland committee as they have a lot of ground to hoe ahead of them, but we are also seeing that the Lord, that He is the one who is guiding, directing, and providing every step along the way. You know, just before Susan left for our CF headquarters, she had an opportunity to practice her CF fundraising presentation on a group of ladies from her church. Susan told me the story how she did like a 20 or 30 minute presentation that was all about CF and also her background of CF that goes all the way back to when she was a child attending a CF Good News Club. And then later when she was in her 20s or so as a college age student, she was teaching summer backyard Bible clubs, those Phi Day clubs. And now almost 40 years later, how the Lord, she was sharing how God has brought her into full-time ministry to reach children for Christ in that Lincoln Land area. And this has happened all just a couple years ago after she lost her husband, and then she just recently retired as a public school teacher in Decatur, Illinois. Susan then told me that she got all the way through her CF presentation, and then she asked this group of ladies if they had any questions. And then one of the ladies said, "Well, that was great, but don't you need money too?" Susan was shocked and was really taken back and said, "Well, yes, I do. But, you know, I have a hard time asking for money because I've never had to do this support raising before as a missionary." Well, this lady that had asked that question, she did not mince any words with Susan. And she said, "Okay, well, I want you to come back and I want you to practice on us again." She told Susan, "We'll have you come back next week and we'll get some more ladies, some more people to come and listen to your presentation. You can do the whole thing again. But the first thing that you need to do when you start out your presentation is that you need to let the people know what your financial need is first, and then go ahead and share your presentation." Well, Susan, she was just blown away. Even in the midst of her timidity, God was at work. You know, I probably don't need to tell you the rest of the story, but how it ends, but you can probably guess. I received a text from Susan just the day before she left for CF headquarters last week to let me know that she came back and did her whole presentation again to these other ladies that had come also, and they decided that day as a whole group to support her monthly as one of their missionaries that they support. Praise the Lord. You know, I would also ask you to pray for Susan and the Lincoln Land Committee because they do have their hands full of building this new ministry there in Lincoln Land from the ground up. Pray also for the summer that the Lord would raise up students, high school age students and college age students to serve as CF summer missionaries from the Lincoln Land area so they can have a full ministry outreach to the children teaching those backyard Bible clubs, those Phi Day clubs in Decatur, Taylorville, Springfield, all in that Lincoln Land area, reaching children, boys and girls, for Christ. Again, we praise the Lord for all that He has done and what God is doing, even in the midst of a COVID pandemic. One of the greatest blessings, though, that God has blessed us with here in our state, in CF Illinois, is owning and operating our own camp, Camp Good News. For the past 65 plus summers, we have had a summer ministry outreach to the children coming to our camp, all except for last summer and 2020 due to COVID, which was very sad. Even a few weeks ago, we weren't even sure what we were going to be able to do even this summer for camp because there were so many things that were just up in the air. Many prayers went up and phone calls were made. But then just this week, I received a phone call from our camp director, Chris Kalau, and right now we are planning on going full steam ahead with day camps, not our usual overnight camps that we usually do, but 5 days a week day camps, Monday through Friday, with different groups of children coming each week throughout the summer of June and July. We appreciate so much your prayers as we are trying to flex with all these new COVID rules that are coming at us for camps, and also as we seek to figure out, you know, the serving of food and staff housing and other things that we need to pull off these day camps, which is different from us. Pray that the Lord would raise up all the staff, those summer missionary students, high school and college age students that we need for the summer, and also that the Lord would send us the children that He wants us to minister to through our camp ministry this summer at Camp Good News. You know, now more than ever, we are committed to our camp continuing to be a place that is dedicated to the Lord so that children and youth can come and hear the good news of Jesus Christ at Camp Good News. Finally, we come to the middle of our state ministry, our state local office here in Peoria, Illinois. You know, for all the years that CF has been in existence in Illinois, the state office has been located in Peoria. Through the years, the Lord has blessed us with a growing multi-state staff. We now have 7 on staff at our state office, with a possible 8th person joining us, Lord willing, as a summer ministry intern, and then possibly leading to full time as a future field missionary staff working out of our state office. You know, I believe that now more than ever, we need boots on the ground and children's workers for the open doors that the Lord may open to us yet again when, Lord willing, we'll be able to go back into the public schools throughout the state sharing the good news of the gospel with the children. One thing that many people do not know is that our CF State office here in Peoria actually has a variety of ministry functions. Not only does our state office serve and oversee all of our CF local chapters and camp ministry and staff serving around the state, but also our state local office does direct ministry to the children right here in Central Illinois. But not only does our state office staff do local children's ministry, but also in addition, our state staff helps serve other pioneer areas that are completely undeveloped around our state and without any local staff. Please pray for Jill Hostetler, my assistant state director for many years, as she oversees a state ministry team direct ministry outreach to the children. Right now, we are getting ready to start the Glen Oak Good News Club that is going to be held at our state office in Peoria. This weekly Good News Club that we're getting ready to start is conducted not only by our CF staff, but also by our faithful ministry volunteers who have a huge heart for ministry to children. And then in April, we are planning on setting up several Easter Party Club outreaches that hopefully we'll be able to conduct outside. But pray also for our staff that we are right now setting our eyes and preparing for our summer ministry. We are trusting the Lord to bring us the students to serve as summer missionaries so that we can conduct those backyard Bible clubs, those traveling five-day clubs all throughout the state and right here in Central Illinois, in homes and churches and local neighborhoods as a community outreach this summer. Our desire is to simply reach as many children with the gospel and to point them to our hope that we have in Christ. But you know, of all the prayer requests that I have shared, I think the biggest prayer request that I have on my heart that I want to share with you today is that the Lord would open the door to be back into the public schools with the after-school Good News Clubs this next fall. My prayer is not that we would just return to normal, but that the Lord would open even a greater opportunity for the gospel in a way that maybe we never have thought or even possibly have imagined, all for His glory, not for ours. Recently, I came into contact with a school administrator, a superintendent here in Illinois, and had a phone conversation with him. And he shared with me how they have formed recently here in Illinois a Christian Administrators Fellowship Group. He then told me that they have over 300 Christian administrators in this group right here in Illinois. And when he told me that, I think my jaw about dropped. I thought to myself, here in Illinois, 300 Christian administrators serving in various positions throughout our state in the public schools? I was almost speechless. But this Christian superintendent then shared with me that other similar groups are forming across the nation in other states, and he was sharing how God is on the move and putting like-minded Christian administrators together who serve in the public schools. He also then said something that made me just super excited. He shared with me how these Christian administrators, they know that, you know, even though education of our children is important and necessary, but they also know that the greatest need is for our children in our state here in Illinois is to know Jesus and to hear the good news of the gospel and to come to Christ. Again, I about fell over. Wow, praise the Lord. You know, that day on the phone, I had the opportunity to share with him about CEF and our after-school Good News Clubs being the public schools, which he formerly didn't know anything about. And I shared with him how it's completely legal through the equal access laws for community groups like CEF. He was very encouraged and tremendously supportive. Then this Christian administrator then asked me to pencil in into my calendar 2 possible speaking opportunities later this fall to come and share at their upcoming conferences regarding this open door to be in the public schools teaching God's word to children right there after school through the after-school Good News Clubs. How God is putting all this together in the midst of COVID recovery is amazing. It's a total God thing from beginning to end. Would you pray with us that God would go before us in the rest of this 2021 year and open the doors that He wants to open and that He wants us to walk through, including our prayer that God would open the doors once again to be back in the public schools, perhaps in even a greater way than before. You know, and that's the reason for all that we do, what we do here in the state, in our local chapter areas, in our camp ministry, and also at our state office, our statewide ministry. And that is to share with all these boys and girls, these precious children throughout Illinois, the hope that we have in Christ, and to share with them the good news of the gospel so that every child in Illinois may hear and know Jesus. Thanks again for listening, and most of all, thank you for your prayers.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.